Attorney General Bob Ferguson says Jonathan and Christine Gibbs set up dozens of shell companies to couch their scam, which usually worked like this. They'd allegedly bait people who owned timeshare vacation properties but want to unload them. Prosecutors say the Gibbses would promise to sell their timeshares and extract big upfront fees for doing so. To top it off, according to the lawsuit, the Gibbses would then take control of the properties, fail to pay any maintenance and operations costs, all while keeping the original owners in the dark. Assistant Attorney General Lisa Irwin says this and related schemes brought in about $70 million.
You get them to a hotel room and then apply pressure tactics. The only reason those folks came is because of false advertising. You do have a legitimate right to offer this business, but you don't get to use deceptive advertising, deceptive sales pitches, and then not tell consumers at the end of the day that you're taking title.
Jonathan and Christine Gibbs are said to have orchestrated some 30,000 timeshare transfers. They didn't return emails seeking comment, and a phone number listed on their website was disconnected. The lawsuit is part of a concerted crackdown on timeshare costs. It coincides with civil and criminal actions in 27 states and 7 countries. Gabriel Spitzer, KPLU News.